Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she's discovered is that the way that many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that can be wrecking your dog's health. And this is true for even many premium brands. Fortunately, she's found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone could do the same thing to see incredible changes to their dog's health. I've got two dogs, and I want them to be with me for a very long time. There's a lot of good stuff here that made me think about how most dog foods are made, what to avoid for my dogs, and superfoods that are great for them. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/baseball and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/baseball.
Now, maybe he's not throwing 7-8 innings like he was at Vanderbilt, but we're seeing a better fastball, and as good as his slider was in college, I think it's an even better pitch now.
Here comes Kumar Rocker to the show. Finally, on Thursday, he's going to make his debut for the Texas Rangers. First, I just want to give some background. I know you can do it better than I can, JJ, because we were debating this on Foul Territory today. The story of Kumar Rocker going back to his time with the Mets, and you can clarify for me, not showing medicals because you don't have to, but then you get picked. The Mets don't like the medicals. They end up not taking him. Fill in the blanks for us here.
Yeah, exactly that. So basically, the Mets took him first round, and you don't have to share medicals before you're picked. But once you are picked, before you sign, you know, obviously there is going to be medicals, there's going to be exams, and the Mets, for whatever reasons, whatever they saw that they weren't comfortable with, didn't mean they didn't want to necessarily, like, they, it meant that they were not willing to agree to the deal, the pre-draft deal that they had agreed to with Rocker, that, or the parameters, as often are the case with first round picks. So basically, in these kind of situations, the Mets were protected in that they had a pick. They get an extra pick the next year, the spot after that. And then the basically in Kumar Rocker's case, he ended up going higher the next year. And to be note, you know, we should note, then did have Tommy John surgery, which didn't seem like that was necessarily what the medicals. We didn't get ever a full story of what the Mets, understandably, there's a lot of times that's rumor more than it is fact of what they were worried about. But he did miss some time, kind of had a long way back, but here we are. He comes off the Tommy John surgery, has a couple of rusty outings in the complex league, goes to AA, dominates, goes to AAA, dominates even more. His start a couple of weeks ago was pretty much as good as any start you'll see in the minors all year. 16 batters, retired 15 of them, was just completely in control. And here we are getting ready to watch him make his MLB debut on Thursday.
And it was shoulder, then Tommy John, right? Yes. So you had the shoulder surgery, then the Tommy John surgery. So if you are a club like the Mets and you turn to your doctors, you are saying, okay, there definitely was a problem here, but whatever. We fast forward. Now he's back on a mound, and he's going to be on a big league mound. And Ben Badler, what are you expecting from him? Do you think he could be a big deal in the bigs?
Yeah, I expect him to come out right away. And certainly the stuff that he has right now is front of the rotation stuff. Like we talked about, given the injury history, is he going to have the durability to consistently throw 150, 180 innings a year? I don't know. That's hard to say. There's certainly more risk in his case. But right now, he's throwing an upper 90s fastball. So you got to be ready for upper tank velocity as a hitter. And then he's throwing a wipeout slider. I don't know. There aren't many pitchers in the minor leagues or really at any level of baseball right now that have the combination of fastball and slider that Rocker has. It's a hard mid to upper 80s slider, and hitters are just swinging and missing constantly at that pitch. It seems to be unhittable. Now it's AA, AAA hitters. It is upper level hitters, but it's not major league hitters. But I don't see any reason why that level of success is not going to continue even against major league hitters.
JJ, do you feel the same way about the arsenal and what to expect?
Yeah, it's funny when we're talking about the health and all. I think we're seeing the Kumar Rocker that we last saw kind of in 2019 when he was utterly dominant through a no-hitter in a do-or-die super regional game against Duke, was just as impressive. Well, I guess not as impressive because he wasn't throwing no-hitter, but dominant in the postseason, you know, in Omaha, helping lead Vandy to a title, and was just basically the biggest, baddest amateur pitcher in the country at that point. We haven't always seen that since then. 21, kind of his draft year, we saw flashes of that, but he wasn't that level of dominant, that kind of stuff every time out. Now we're seeing it. You know, we'll see what he does against big league hitters, but like Ben said, you watch it, what he's been doing, how he's located that fastball, which touched 100, you know, is upper 90s pretty much most of the time, and he's locating it really well. He's commanding it. But it's that slider. That slider's kind of really a downer slider. Sometimes you could even call it a curveball as far as the break, although 85, 86, 87 miles an hour really has more kind of the power of a slider. But the thing that also stands out with me about that pitch is it's a pitch that he's commanding really well. He's using it to righties and lefties, and it's pretty kind of, it's equally effective against both because, again, it's not breaking away as much as it is down. But the other thing about it is even if he misses a little bit with it, it's still not a pitch that even if you make contact with it, it's really hard to square it up. Now, he does have other pitches. I don't want to make it sound like he doesn't have a changeup or anything like that. But it is something where it's that fastball slider combo. If he's getting ahead early in counts, watch out, because the slider especially, he can throw it for strikes, but he can also throw it out of the zone. He can make you chase it, especially if you're gearing up for 97, 98, 99. This is the guy that the Rangers kind of were hoping they were getting when they drafted him. It is kind of crazy to see that the Rangers now have, speaking of Andy, Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker in this rotation. I know we've seen kind of some ups and downs with Leiter in the big leagues. I expect Rocker to have a little bit of a quicker, easier transition to the big leagues just because there's a little bit more margin for error with him than there is with Leiter, because Leiter's really heavily reliant on a four-seam up in the zone fastball that if it's right, he gets swings and misses. If it's wrong, it's a home run.
The only thing I'll disagree with JJ on from what he said there is that I don't think this is the Kumar Rocker of old that we're seeing now. I think as dominant as Kumar Rocker was at Vanderbilt, this is the best version we've ever seen of Rocker. I mean, he's now sitting in the upper 90s. Now, maybe he's not throwing, you know, 7-8 innings like he was at Vanderbilt, but we're seeing a better fastball, and as good as his slider was in college, I think it's an even better pitch now.
Wow. I mean, that's great.
If I could add one thing to that also, the other thing about this is we're seeing control and command from him at an elite level as well. His strike throwing right now, he's getting ahead of hitters batter after batter after batter, outing after outing, and it's not like he's going three either. You know, he's been stretched out again, not it by 2024 terms. You've been seeing him go five innings. So I do think he's kind of ready for this. I think that this is kind of a perfect leaping off point. If you're the Rangers, give him a couple of starts in the big leagues at the end of the season, see what he does. But then it also kind of gives you that chance to kind of evaluate a little bit. Okay, who's our guys for our rotation for 2025? Scherzer's free agent, but they have a lot of candidates, a lot of whom are coming off of injury. And this allows them to have a little bit more of a sense of kind of figuring out, okay, how young do we go? How much do we turn this over to the young guys? How much do we rely on the vets?
Do you remember how crazy it was when he was taken as the third overall pick in 2022? I would say that was one of the more shocking picks in the draft in the last decade, JJ, just based on the fact that he had gone through it with the Mets, was taken 10th at that time. Okay. And usually if you get dinged for medicals, that means you're going to get pushed further back. And the Rangers almost not doubled down, but said, we're not buying it. We feel good about what we've seen from him now for years, that it is worth the risk for us.
And really kind of made that draft. If you look at that draft, it was kind of a lot of teams love to spread their risk out. The Rangers kind of concentrated their risk in a couple of pitchers. And if Kumar Rocker, again, shows what he's showing in the minors, if he does that in the big leagues and does that for the next couple of years even, then they won on that risk. It's a risk when you take a pitcher, especially one who has an injury history. But there aren't many pitchers in baseball who have the kind of stuff that Kumar Rocker does when he's fully healthy. And right now we're looking at a fully healthy Kumar Rocker.
All right, so the global perspective now on the Texas Rangers and where they're at. I mean, you're mentioning two names that have been talked about for years now in the system for Texas, JJ and Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. So where do you think this team is at from an organizational perspective? Do you remember the last time, you know, you did rankings for the team side where Texas was?
They're a little bit, they're kind of middle of the pack, if I remember correctly, because they do have, it's a little top heavy, right? They have Rocker, they have Sebastian Walcott, who just got promoted to Double A, although, you know, again, these late season promotions, good for him. It's also a little bit, Class A season's over, you move him up to Double A, so he gets to play a little bit longer. But I do look at them and say, there is some star talent here. There's some upper, you know, some really impact, potential impact guys. We moved Rocker into our top 30 and our top 100. That's somewhat how much we think about him and kind of what he's doing right now. And so they do have kind of some star talent here. I would say, again, there's some depth, but I wouldn't say that it's overwhelming depth. But Ben, the other thing that kind of just jumps out to me is this is a team that if everyone's healthy, which was a big if, they have a lot of answers already at the big league club where they don't, like, if between Rocker and Leiter and, you know, maybe they've got some other arms in the system as well, they don't need a ton of help here because if everyone's healthy, they got Seager, they've got Semien, they've got Young, they've got Carter, they've got, you know, Langford, who we kind of even forget about because he's now a full rookie year, but there's a lot of young talent here to go with some very, very talented and very high-priced vets.
Yeah, and for years, we've talked about the difficulties the Rangers have had in developing pitching or just keeping pitching healthy. And right now, two of the biggest stories in their farm system are Rocker, obviously, and Alejandro Rosario, who for 2 years had a 7+ ERA at Miami, always had really good stuff, always kind of teased you with his talent. And now, you know, he's developed into one of the better pitching prospects in the game. Emiliano Teodo, Winston Santos, two international arms they've signed, who've taken big steps forward this year too. So it's definitely very encouraging. I don't know, somebody in Texas probably deserves a raise because this is the best we've seen their pitching development, I think, in several years.
Okay, so Texas fans, get excited about Kumar Rocker. I mean, that's top-end stuff if he can bring that to the big leagues and keep himself on the field.